A guten Sommer, Abbeusai. A guten Sommer. So nice to see you all after this gewaltige Yom Tov. Nice to see you back in Bekoiches. Very nice. Very nice. Very inspiring Yom Tov indeed. Hope you felt the same geschmack. It's very interesting. The only Nechome is after such heilige days, you feel afterwards, all going back to the regular day. The only Nechome is the Ramban. The Ramban says that the days between Pesach and Shavuos is to some extent like a Chol HaMoed. Else, where's the Chol HaMoed of Shavuos? Because the Chol HaMoed of Shavuos really is, says it's an extension from Pesach to Shavuos. It's like Hebchina of Chol HaMoed. We know the Sefiras HaOmer connects and links from Pesach to Shavuos. So it's in many ways, it's also like a Chol HaMoed. It connects, it brings, it bridges from Pesach to Shavuos. We know that from the Sefiras HaOmer, but it inspires us to keep going indeed. Just a couple of practical points before we actually learn. First of all, I was asked to remind you, and I'm just going to get the text, the nusach of the text out, just to ensure that I get the details right. There is going to be a national siyum on Chelek Aleph. Yes, we are a little bit behind, but please don't spread the words. There is a national siyum which is taking place for end of Chelek Aleph. The national siyum is taking place in Gate of the Yerakodesh, and it is to take place on Wednesday. So please allow me to read the text message. We got the details earlier. I was asked to just ensure that we all. We hope to see you in Gate on Wednesday. Transport leaving Stamford Hill at 11:30, from Golders Green at 12:30. Edgeway is, I don't know, it's probably...
Best tell people to stop till an hour earlier, because they can get around
late. Separate transport from Manchester at 3:30. Returning after event, approximately 10:45 p.m. If anybody wishes to attend or make use of the transport, please confirm at 028-800-9364. So if you're interested to have an afternoon out in Gateshead and have an inspiring droshes, their guest speakers, they're flying in one of the very, very famous... Have Arno Piansky, one of Amish, the Gdoile, one of the unbelievable Talmidei Chachamim in America. He's flying over specially for this event to Gateshead. He's a very, very inspiring and a very special Talmid Chacham. He's coming to Gateshead, and so I can't answer this question fully. I can only guess. My educated guess is that we've had the end of one of the previous Siumim was taking place in London. So I suppose, for us living in England, we know the nuances. But somebody sitting in Toronto, Gateshead and London and Manchester is all like outskirts of New York. So I suppose that might be half the answer. I'm not sure, but either way, I'm just informing that. Okay, okay. I hope that we should also mention. We're going to catch up. We're going to speed up a little bit. I hope. Get to the end of Chelek Aleph ourselves. We're not really far, but there's some really, really beautiful and important halachas. We're going to be learning the old halachas regarding to Chazaras HaShatz, and actually a lot of it about Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei per se as well. So there's lots to cover, but we have to maybe start thinking a little bit about a siyum when we get there. I hope in maybe a couple of weeks or so we should have our own little siyum, so maybe we should start thinking about that as well. Finally, just to check the details and just to confirm that's all fine with us, Shir from now onwards. So there's Mincha Mariv downstairs at 7:45. We'll finish about 10 past. So we can maybe formally start the Shir at 10 past until 8:10 till 8:40. I think that's probably the time that we had last years and years. So maybe just confirming that. Okay, is that all? Was that all straightforward? Is that all okay? Okay, good. So we are up to Simon Kufyu Dalet, and we're up to Sif Hey. And what we're going to be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem is the halachas of Mashiva Ruach Umerid Agoshem, and it's really, really extremely relevant halachas. So we're not actually talking about Chazaras HaShatz, really. We're talking about just the actual Shemoneh Esrei at this point. Mashiva Ruach Umerid Agoshem over here, which of course is not this time of year, we've just stopped saying it, but it, of course from Sukkot till Pesach, we say Mashiva Ruach Umerid Agoshem over here. And it's very important because there is, of course, we all know that if a person fails to say Mashiva Ruach Umerid Agoshem in the Moisak Shomim, in the days of rain, in the winter, It's ma'akev when a person has to go back. We'll be learning more halachos about that. When is a person required to restart Shmoneh Esrei? And are there any exceptions? And are there any differences between somebody davening with Sfarad and with Ashkenaz? We'll be talking about that as well. So we're talking about this of Yemashivuch Moed Goshen, which is over here. We'll be talking about that in Mitz Hashem. Okay, let us see Seif Hey, which is top of page Kuf Mem Beis, second line, and it says as follows in Seif Hey: Bimoisak Shomim, in days of rain, i.e., in the winter, Himloy Oma Moed Goshen. If somebody didn't say the words of Moed Goshen, so we're ignoring the words Mashivuch, who was emphasizing the word Moed Goshen. Somebody who says, who doesn't say the word Moed HaGoshem, Machzirin Oisoi, he has failed his Shmoneh Esrei, he has messed it up, he's Machzirin Oisoi, he needs to go back. V'hanameli Shloi Hizkir Tal, this is only if he didn't mention Tal. Q, he didn't mention Tal. Havarim Hizkir Tal, but if he said Moed HaTol, then Ein Machzirin Oisoi doesn't have to go back. So that's a really important halacha. Now, of course, makes a big difference in Nusach Sfad, Nusach Ashkenaz, and also Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Generally, the minhag of the Ashkenazim, but it's not absolute, but generally the minhag of Ashkenazim is to say Mashiva Ruach or Merid HaGoshem in the winter, and not to say anything in the summer. However, Nusach Sfat, and also some Ashkenazisha, and also Nusach Yerushalayim, the Eretz Yisrael, the Nusach of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, is to say Merid HaTol. Instead of the Mashiv Ruach. Does anybody have that minhag? Yeah? Okay, so Shulchan Aruch now says, if you've got that minhag of saying, instead of Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, you say Moed HaTol, then actually you're quite safe. Because once you've asked Moed HaTol, you've asked Hashem, at least you didn't fail to mention everything, you didn't say Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, but you at least you said Moed HaTol, then not Machzirin Oisei, we don't ask you, you haven't messed it up completely. You've asked Hashem for something. You haven't asked for rain, but you've asked for dew, you've asked for tal. So that's at least something, and therefore, Ein Machzirin Oisei, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So this is a very, very important point. When somebody, I made once that mistake, somebody asked me once, straight at the beginning of the period when he's meant to say Mashiv Ruach, he asked me, I forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. What do I do now? So I answered him, well, Arlocha is, you have to go back. But then this is not really necessarily the answer. It depends very much. If he says Moed HaTol, if he's a person who happens to daven Moed HaTol, and he said Moed HaTol, then the halacha is he doesn't have to go back. And machzirin oisoi. Yeah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this by saying the following words over here. He says, in Sifkot Nechov Zayin, Hizkir Tal, Roitzeloim, Afili im Omarek, Moed HaTol Levad, even if you just Moed HaTol, you didn't mess up completely your Shmoneh Esrei. The Talmud reason is, Tafel Deloy Netza, Mikol Mokim Nevdez, Shevach Ula Kodesh Baruch Hu Baskarosu, you've praised HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and you've spoken about, yes, you haven't spoken about rain, but you've asked about dew at least, that's something. Mashenkin, yeah, so he says that you've asked something, therefore, Yushmane is Kayim. We move on to see Vav. Pamet Vorim Amurim. When is it that we said this halacha? Shemachzir Noisu. When do we say that a person messed it up completely and he has to start Shemane all over again? Kshaloi Amar B'Yemoisak Shom Merid HaGashim. When is it that we tell a person who didn't say Merid HaGashim is to go all over again? Hainu Kshasim Kol HaBrocha. V'Yishil Brocha Shachareo. Oz Choyz Eloish HaTfilem. We said that, you know what? That we said, that you have to go back and start Shemoneh Esrei again, if you didn't say Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, that is only if you mamash finished, you continued over here, you didn't say Mashiv Ruach, you carried on, Mechal Kol Chayim Bechesed, Mechayim Meisim, you carried on, and on, and on, and on, V'lem Onat Olach Yoyis Meisim, Boruch Ato Hashem, Mechayim Meisim. If you finish Mechayim Meisim, and and you started Ato Kodosh, and then you said, oh no, Ato Kodosh, I forgot Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, then we say, okay, you have to start all over again. But if you remembered before you said, you remembered before that, oh, you need to say Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, stop here and say Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. Which is, I believe, not very well known. Even if you said, you completed and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, v'nizkar, and you remembered, Koidim Sheyischel Atah Kodesh, and you now haven't started Atah Kodesh yet, Ein Tzorich Lachsoi, don't go back to the beginning of Shemayin Ha'aseh, Elo Oimeh, but rather say now, Mashivoch Meid HaGoshem, B'loi Chesime, say now, Mashivoch Meid HaGoshem, says the Shulchan Aruch, do you know, really I'm going to say, Mashivoch Meid HaGoshem, in its right place over here. Now, if you forgot it over here, don't worry about it, say it now. That's okay. And then carry on again from Michal Kachaim. However, do you know what? If you carried on and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, and you have not started yet, Atah Kodosh, you know what you should do? Provided you haven't started Atah Kodosh, say now, Mashiv Ruach Umeirid HaGoshem. And keep going. And keep going. For the Chaim Al Shalom. Keep going. But this is only as long as you haven't started Atah Kodosh. Once you've started, you've said Atah Kodosh, now you're finished. Now you're finished, now you've started the next bracha, and you remember now, you need to start all over again, Shemayin Ha'aseh. It's important halacha. Very good. That's a very good question. The person can discuss that. Lemaisa, what it appears from the Shulchan, from the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, is that you'll stop there where you are, and you'll say then, and you carry on from there. Yeah. Continues the Ramah now. Hagah. Now the Ramah adds, I wonder why he says it over here. He says the three first brachos, here first bracha, second bracha, third bracha, the three brachos, chashuvos ka'achas, are considered one bracha. We know Shemona Esrei is 19 brachas, they're divided into the first three, the final three, and then the middle brachas. Rishonos, achonos, emtsoyos. Now it says the first three are actually considered one unit. Shloish brachos arishonis are considered one unit. If you muddled up anything in the middle of the first three brachos over here, we're going to see this from an example. Choizel erosh, you go back to the beginning of the very beginning of Shemayin Ha'aseh. Pein shu yochid, pein shu tzibu. So the Mishnah Berurah's example is the example of saying Hokel HaKodosh during a Seisim Mitzvah, because this rule that the Ramah tells us now is actually something which is quite generic, not only with regards to Mashiach Ruach at all. It's in fact something which is regards to the whole year round. So he tells us the first three brachas are considered one unit. If a person, we know, there is a halacha of saying Hokel HaKodosh during a Seisim Mitzvah, instead of saying Hokel HaKodosh, we say HaMelech HaKodosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if a person, we know it's Ma'akev as well, you need to mention Melech, the kingdom, we need to mention Malchus. What happens if a person didn't say HaMelech HaKodosh, he said Hokel HaKodosh? Is that Ma'akev, yes or no?
He has to repeat it.
He has to repeat it, absolutely correct. And where do you need to repeat it from? You said over here, Atah Kodesh Shimcha Kodesh, Kodeshim B'chol Yoyim Ya'alu Chaselo, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hokel HaKodosh instead of HaMelech HaKodosh. What do you do then? Beginning. Why is that? Why don't you start just from Atah Kodesh? Why don't you start from Atah Kodesh? Says the Mishnah Berurah here, explaining the Ramah, because the first brachos, all the way till here, is considered one unit. It's one unit, and therefore, if you made a mistake, by the Chesima or Kel HaKodesh, you need to go back to the very beginning. It's considered one long extended bracha. Three first brachos are considered one unit. That's what the Ramah means over here. Yeah? Good? Make sense? Continues the Ramah at the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Zayin. Pechol mokim shanu oimim choyza lebracha shetoa ba, says the Shulchan Aruch. Whenever we say that a person goes back to the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake, Hana Mele, this is Shetoa b'shoig, he made a mistake. Mistakenly, he made a mistake. Havol b'meizet u'mischaven, if a person willingly said something wrong, he didn't want to say Hakel HaKodosh. HaMelech HaKodosh. He wanted to say Hakel HaKodosh. And after this, he realizes, actually, I shouldn't have been so factional about this. I shouldn't be so adamant about this. But it was willingly said. Then Chozel Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemayin Ha'aseh. Okay, this is the Shulchan Aruch. That is the difference between Chozel Bracha and Chozel Rosh Atfila. It depends if it was b'shoig or b'meizid. Generally, I think the mistakes that we do are shoigeg, and therefore, if you make mistake by shoigeg, of course, the halacha is generally go back to that paragraph, to that bracha. But again, first two brachas are considered one unit. Seif Ches. Rabbi Isai, have you heard about this Eitzah of the 30 days? What is that exactly? A chazaka. Chazaka, 30 days chazaka. Okay, when do we use it? When do we use it? When is it applied?
After
30 days. Yeah.
So the 30 days is kind of like a b'yevet, but you can't do it for something, so you have to...
Good. Good. Okay, let us see. This is a fascinating halacha, widely quoted, because it's not that many places we find the concept of chazok in Ori Chaim. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch said over here. P'imai sachamo, in days of the summer, in the chay sachamo, which is like now, p'imai sachamo, im nistapek, if you're not sure, im hiskim morid hageshem oloi, you now, literally now, today, you're not sure. We just started saying the same. We're not sure. Just now we switched over. But now you're telling you're not sure anymore if you said Merid Hageshem or not. You're not sure. If you say Mashvuch Merid Hageshem or not, you're not sure anymore. You're in doubt. You're not sure. And we know that if a person, and of course the underlying concept is, that if we ask for rain in the summer, that's also Ma'akev. That's the underlying yisod over here. Person who says Mashvoch Moed Hagashem in the summer, that is similarly also Ma'akev. You're not allowed to ask for rain now. So what happens if a person now suddenly realizes, oh no, actually, I think I said Mashvoch Moed Hagashem. So the halach is as follows. Im b'moy sachamo, in the summer, im nistapek, if you're in doubt, im hizki Merid Hageshem oloi, I'm not sure anymore if I said Merid Hageshem or not. So the halach is as follows. Ad shloishim yoim, for 30 days. Becheskas, there is a chazoko, shehizkir hageshem. The assumption is for 30 days that you kept going with the previous tefillah, yeah, the previous nusach. Vetzorich lachzor, and if you take a mentioned rain, if you're in doubt as to whether you mentioned rain, we have to assume for 30 days you've done as you've did in the whole winter. If the whole winter you said Mashivoch Moed Hagashem, you have to assume now for 30 days you've done that as well. Why is that? And you mentioned the word Chazok, and that's indeed what it is. For 30 days, a person is assumed to go to where he's done, Chazok. Now, there is a Mishneh Berurah you mentioned, Sifkot Lamezan, I'm not going to go into that. A fascinating Machloik is it 30 days?
I can't say, normally you say 3 days. Why don't you say 3? I
think you say 5. Okay, good. So maybe that... Good, so very good. So in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Lamed Zayin, you'll notice that there's a machlokes over here as to whether it's actually the 90 tefillas or the 30 days. And it's an interesting machlokes because you've got enough kaminas. What about Musaf? You're going to end up having nest. You're going to have more than 30 days. You're going to have more than 90 tefillas in 30 days. What happens if somebody didn't daven for some days in the middle, say he wasn't, pardon? Exactly, what about chazan? Very good. So you end up having really more than, potentially you could have more than 90 in less than 30 days. So is it the 30 days that count, or is it the 90 times that count? That's the machlokes of Mishneh Berurah over here. The Gaon says that it's the 30 days, and others seem to be saying that it's more than 90 times. But either way, what we have over here, that we established for 90 days, there's that chazaka. Now, the Mishneh Berurah continues now, and the Ramah continues, and he says as follows. V'adin ledidon. Ashkenazim, the ein maskirin tal b'yemoy sachamo. Us, when it comes to the summer days, we don't say merid atol at all. Him nistapeg lo imoma merid hageshem b'yemoy sachshome. In the winter, if you are not sure, if you said mashveoch merid hageshem, what do you do? Straight after, in the middle, I don't know, in the winter, you're suddenly not sure. Did I say mashveoch or not? Did I say mashveoch merid hageshem or not? So the halacha will be as follows. Kol shloishim yoim choizah. For 30 days, you're going to have to go back. Tevadi omar k'mo shirogel. Because he for sure said, as if he's accustomed. The same way. V'arelo yizkit lo yital v'lo goshem. He didn't say, not tal lo goshem. Lacha shloishim, after 30 days, eno choizah, you don't have to go back. Today, Rabbi said, if you're not sure as to whether you said, mashiv ochmed agoshem, what's the halacha? Well, you know, pardon? You go back. Today, if somebody after Shemana Esrei thinks, oh, what happened? I'm not sure. So in Mistapek, you have to go back. We're going to find an important point shortly. Rabbi said, but just before we go into that point, why does the Shulchan, the Ramah say over here that, why does the Ramah say, ledidon, according to us? What is he referring to? Ledidon. What is he referring to? The Ein Maskirin Tal B'Moisachama. I mean, he's speaking out. Pardon? Exactly. That's exactly what he refers to. That if somebody says Moridat Tal, and he's not sure as to whether he said Mashiv Ruach in the winter or not, what's going to be the halacha? Oh, obviously, it's all right. Obviously, it's going to be right. Because even if he failed to say Mashiv Ruach, he still said Moridat Tal. And for Moridat Tal, you're not Chayza. Because you said Moridat Tal. Now, that's an interesting point that you mentioned over here with regards to, what was it? What did we just say we're going to speak about? No, just before that, I said I'm going to speak about something, and I've just lost it.
3 days,
30
days?
3 days, 30 days. Somebody asked me something. What was it? Did you just ask me something? What did you say? 3 and 30. Okay, so it needs a stronger... That's not what I was referring to. But the answer to your question is because it needs a stronger kind of... Have established after 3 days, you may still roll back to the old Nusach. It needs a stronger 30 days.
Well, can I just clarify?
Yeah.
This is something always in the mice have confused me. When you're approaching the 30 day mark and that you're becoming careful, then I'm wondering, does it change at Myron? Does it change at Nusach? Because is it an ace to ace?
Very good. That's discussing the post scheme as well. When they actually go, so which tefillah specifically are we referring to? Are you talking about the Mashiv Ruach, Moridat Tal? What are you talking about?
For example, because you don't want to go back if you shouldn't go back, and you don't want to not go back if you should go back.
Right.
It's just as bad as to say, Entrish Shmona Esrei, that you shouldn't have
said. Sure, of course. Yeah, so the post scheme, I actually saw something today about that. It's going to be Noegea to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Aleph. Yeah. It's going to be Shemesh Yosef Kot Mem Aleph. We'll get to that shortly with Shem and Sif tests. Right. Now, one important point, which is not mentioned over here, but that's what I want to speak about. Rabbi, do you know for sure that a year ago, or 3 years ago, or 5 years ago, that you said Mashiv Ruach in the right time, or maybe you're not sure anymore? You're not sure anymore. So does that mean you have to go back if it was within the 30 days, does that mean you have to now, ala safe, go back to that Shemoneh Esrei?
I mean, when I tell Shemoneh Esrei, I don't know for sure what I finished.
Right. Exactly. Very good. So that's exactly what the post can say. When we talk about in that, do you remember exactly for sure that you said what we said today in Shemoneh Esrei, before Barincha? So does that mean you have to be Choza now? Because maybe you didn't say, maybe you said Mashiv Ruach Maida Goshem, maybe you just said Mashiv Ruach, and you have to be Choza? Within 30 days, suffered within 30 days, maybe he said Mashiv Ruach, what do you tell her? Do you know for sure you didn't say Mashiv Ruach? How much money will you put down on it? How much money? £50? £100? And you didn't say Mashiv Ruach? How much would you...
I put everything in my
wallet. Yeah, yeah. So what's Pshat? Oh, right, okay. So you're saying that because one filler, you can't go back. Okay, the mice of the post can say as follows. I mean, do you hear the problem? Do you hear the problem? He said, if you're in Suffolk, within 30 days, you have to be Choyza. You have to assume you said it wrong. When you tell her, are you in Suffolk? Or are you sure you didn't say Mashiv Ruach?
In Suffolk, you're going to have you will think about it quite soon after you...
Oh, that's exactly the point. It depends when the Suffolk is born. That's Loshna Poskim. When is the Suffolk born? If the Suffolk is born, now I have to be careful the words I use. If the Suffolk is born a long time after you've completed Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to worry about it. If suddenly now you need Suffolk, you're suddenly in doubt now. Oh, did I say it right? Did I not say it right? 1 year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, nothing to worry about. You can assume it's fine. But if it is just during the Shemoneh Esrei, or maybe potentially straight after Shemoneh Esrei, then it depends the post scheme a little bit. Then you have to attack it. It depends when the Suffolk is born. So maybe then you have to go back Shemoneh Esrei. So it depends when the Suffolk is. So if you know you had intention of saying the right the right thing, yeah, the right intention, whilst you start to Shemana Esrei, so just prior to davening Shemana Esrei, then the sofik is oira much later, then you can calm down. But it depends on very much on when the sofik is born. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we started learning the importance of saying Mashivoch Moed Hashem during the winter. We also learned that a person who doesn't say Mashivoch Moed Hashem in the winter, he is choizer, he needs to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, a person who says Moed Atol does not need to go back over Shemoneh Esrei. We learned that a person should always, if he remembers that he needs to say Mashivoch Moed Hashem, he should always add it until he actually reaches the words Ato Kodosh. Once he said the word Ato Kodosh, then it's too late, he has to go back, begin with Shemoneh Esrei. Anything before that, he should just say Mashivoch Moed Hashem and keep going. We learned the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are considered one unit. Therefore, if a person makes a mistake, such as saying Hakel HaKadosh instead of Amelech HaKadosh, if he made that mistake, he needs to go very back, because the three brachos are considered one unit, he needs to start beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. We learned also that in the summer, if a person didn't say third, for the, that we, in the, a person who said, who may have said Mashivoch Moed Hashem in the summer, it depends, if he's in Sofek, it depends on the first 30 days as to whether we can assume that he said it right or he said it wrong. It depends all on the 30 days, and that's both with regards to Moed Atol and with regards to Mashivoch Moed Hashem. And we learned also the 30 days of Machloek as to whether it means 90 Tfeles or it means 30 days. More on that, Siftes, tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. Good evening, Abba Issa.